Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang. I'm Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight and someone named Jerry.
Jerry.
We let Jared into our
Secret Society.
Yes, or just the segment called Good Week, Bad Week.
That's the same kind of thing.
So on that note, it's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right, who's kicking it off?
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay.
In honor of your love.
In honor of my love. Oh, this will be a good week, bad week in honor of my love. Have you ever listened to our podcast before? Do you know what this part is?
Yeah, once or twice.
Okay, yeah. Well, Jared tries to pretend he hasn't, but I know that sometimes. He has.
You yes. listen secretly?
Only if I know I've been talked about, like when Afton was on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Only when you're on.
Only if I've heard that you've said
like a true narcissist.
Like a true lady ganger.
That's what I do. I only listen to this thing when someone's talking about me.
As we do. Okay, so my good week is we did this thing on Lady Gang TV that never got shown, and it was my good week for the show, and it was a game that I learned how to play called Text or Shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
The premise of the game is when you're out with friends, you take somebody's phone and you go through their contacts and you pick anybody that you want to pick, and then you show the person their phone and they're like text. You have to say text or shot. If you say text, the person can text them anything. If you say shot, you have to take shot, but then they don't have to text them.
Kelty texted Josh Groban.
I texted Josh Groban, do you want to come have a sexual threesome with the Lady Gang girls? I've been married for a long time and I'm bored. And then he's text back, I'm with my girlfriend right now. And then I think...
Or no, he's like, I'm in a relationship.
And then he's like, please don't use this. So, oops, maybe we shouldn't talk about it.
I know, we're so excited about it.
We're not using it. He did the right thing. He responded that he's in a relationship. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
God damn it.
Big penis, allegedly.
A big penis?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Sorry, I forgot Jerry was here.
No, it's okay. I would love to know this kind of stuff.
He's always a part of my girl talk anyways. Okay, so we played this on the show because I talked about it. That was my good week. This is my good week on this episode too because it's a very fun game. Highly recommend to play with your friends. But on Lady Gang TV, we did it. Becca went through my phone and texted a guy named Abram Tinder. And the text was, hey, Abram, I loved getting to know you and I feel comfortable enough to ask you something. Okay, wait, by the way, the last time I had talked to Abram Tinder was in 2014.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I have a fetish that I'm sort of embarrassed about, but my therapist says it's time to start expressing myself and not feel the shame anymore. So here it goes. I paint in my menses blood and I need a male model for my next piece. The good spin on the story is that Abram is a male model.
Oh my God.
And I only went out with him once and my biggest memory of him is he was like dry humping my side of my body because he had slept over, but we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But dry humping me and fully clothed.
Ew.
But anyways, Abram didn't respond until a week ago. And this was also in April. And he just goes, oh, hey, I just saw this message. But it just happened to be when Jared and I were out to dinner. And then my phone just pops up, Abram Tinder.
I try so hard not to look at your phone when we're hanging out. And it just said Tinder right on the phone.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was like, what is this? And the more you explained it, the weirder it got.
Also, like did you believe? Did you think this is an extravagant lie that Jack is coming
up
with? Like, the girls made me do it?
It's almost unbelievable, so yeah. Well, it's almost like, how could anybody, like, how can this be real? You have to just, like, kind of digging yourself in further.
And I was. And it was almost as bad as when I was, so Jared obviously lives in Arizona, comes and stays with me, and he, like, leaves some of his clothes. So
he left a woman's panty.
No, well, no.
Opposite.
A man panty?
I was
you
like,
had a man panty?
I put all of his clothes in, like, my nightstand, like, his random underwear and stuff, and I'm like, oh, you left a pair of shorts.
No.
And
he's
like, those aren't my shorts.
These aren't my shorts.
Whose shorts are they, Jack?
I don't know.
It's a great question.
They're mine?
Are they basketball shorts?
They are.
They're, yeah.
Wait,
I don't know.
That's shady, Jack.
I know, but I don't know who they are.
They're small, too.
They are. Oh, I hate that guy. He's so skinny. I know who it is. I'm just kidding.
Is it your ex?
He's like super tiny.
We couldn't fit one leg in there.
I mean, I'm surprised you're not wearing basketball shorts with crop tops these days.
I know,
like
you should be.
That does sound like something I would do.
It does. You could have easily used that.
I could.
Yeah, this is a new look.
Oh, wait, those are
mine.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, they're mine.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, whatever.
Was that your bad week?
That was my good week was the game. The bad week was April.
The underwear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Becca?
You double bad.
I double
bad. Underwear. Okay, 1 second. I mean, my bad week is really, it's a long story. Should I go there and try to make it as short as possible?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm torn. Okay. Well, our house is on the market. It's a very emotional time. And we had two offers come in. And one was an all cash offer.
Hot.
And one was not a cash offer. However, the woman who did the non-cash offer
wrote
a beautiful letter. It was like the most lovely letter, and it really sang to my heart and soul. So we ended up going with her. Well, this bitch, halfway through the process, pulls all this shenanigans after inspection, and then she basically lies and says that, like, we didn't disclose information about the lot next door to us, yada, 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 even though I watch everything on the Nest Cam when we're not there, and I heard her talking about the information.
Yes.
So we caught her, but there's really no, like, way. So I thought the house was going to this, like, lovely person it was meant to be. Turns out it's not, and so I'm going to have to take the cash offer of the person who's probably going to bulldoze it and build a mini mansion.
Yeah. You did a good job of making that short.
This is why you don't, like, do nice things for people.
No,
I was assholes.
Like, she's an asshole. And she works at WME, by the way, Kelty.
She's
probably
my agent.
It probably is your agent. But it was such bullshit.
What is happening in the lot next door? They're going to build
someone
a house.
Someone owns it.
Yeah.
But, like, they have plans to build that may or may not ever happen. And That's what we told her. And so she, I think, got cold feet. And then she was like,
needed a reason.
I need a reason. And so she asked for, like, an insane amount of money back for this information. Whatever. People are shady. And I hate going through this process. That's my bad week.
Okay.
My good week is this. I found out a trick about Instagram that has changed my life forever.
God. Hacks.
Do you know there's a way to get someone to unfollow you without them knowing they unfollowed you?
What?
Yes.
I love that.
Wait, how?
You go in and you block them.
Yeah.
And then you quickly unblock them and they are no longer following you.
Really?
Yes. So here's the bummer part about it. Have you ever been scrolling through your Instagram or on your search page, someone comes up and you click on them because you're like, oh, I follow this person, but then suddenly you're not following them anymore and you have to refollow them?
Yeah.
They have manually gone in to make sure that you unfollowed them without knowing.
That's like a good thing to do when you want to unfollow somebody. So you make them unfollow you and then you're like, oh, well, they don't follow me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to unfollow them. So
why would you not want to follow someone? It just seems weird.
There's so many people I don't want to
follow. I just mute people I don't want to follow.
But same. Then they just like pop up.
No, they don't pop up.
I do mute.
Gone.
But then they're still on your follower
account. I don't
see
you, Jack.
Rude.
There actually was a period of time where like I was not seeing Jack's stories.
Uh-huh.
Like,
because I accidentally blocked you. Remember?
Were you trying to get me to unfollow you?
No. Because remember, I was posting a story and you were like, wait, make sure to block this person because it was something business related.
Yes. Yeah.
So I like go to block the one person from not doing the one
blocked.
Story and Becca was blocked. Just Becca.
Bullshit.
Well, I didn't want to tell you that it was real.
It's fine.
All right. Bad week. Attached.
What?
what?
I don't know.
What the hell kind of comment was that you made on air on ET tonight about Adam Levine? Gosh, you are as uneducated as they come and embarrassed to call you a fellow Canuck. Do you realize the frontman of Maroon 5 doesn't need the voice to buy a house? You thick, he clearly has dissed you in an attempted interview and bruised your ego, Tiny Dancer.
Oh, Tiny Dancer.
Did they call you a thick?
Also, there's
thick.
Wait. You're thick, yeah.
Not a period to be had.
Not a period. Not a single punctuation.
No. And emojis.
I basically just said, when Adam Levine decided to leave The Voice, I said, do you think he'll ever, someone said, do you think he'll ever come back? And I said, when he wants to buy another house.
It's a true story.
That is
true story.
It's all relative.
It's all relative.
Right?
Yeah, it's fair.
Anyway, I did like that you said Tiny Dancer.
Thank you.
Good week. I'm in the airport and I see this like dad in dad sweatpants and dad t-shirt and dad sneakers at the gate with his little girl. And I'm always like, oh my God, I love it when like dads are traveling with daughters. Like, I just think there's something like really super cute about it.
Girlfriend, boyfriend?
No, it was a dad. It was a dad and like, it was like a 6-year-old, right?
Oh, okay.
And so we're walking by and I'm like getting in line or whatever. And I don't know what happened and like why this story exists, but he just turned to the girl and he goes, shut the fuck up. And she was like tiny. She was like 6.
Oh my
she had
God.
Like her little sparkly backpack
on. Oh my God,
on,
that's so
and he was
sad.
Just like, he was just like, shut the fuck up.
Do you think people think that when Zach says things like that to me at airports?
It's like, don't talk to your daughter like that. So rude. All right, Jerry.
What do I do? Bad week?
Yeah. Either one.
All right, bad week.
How do you have my phone?
He was going through it.
I tried going through your stuff.
It was from Abram Tinder. You
wait, is this my phone?
Yes, it's your phone.
Who else has that thing?
I don't know if
she has like a wallet attached to her phone.
Okay, so my bad
week. Are you nervous?
Week.
Are you shaking?
I'm good.
Okay.
Do I seem nervous?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't really.
Performs for thousands of people. I don't think
you perform for tens of people.
Small crowds give me anxiety, though.
This probably is more same. Like anxious.
This is way
more intimate.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
I love when you guys wear all white.
Thanks.
Okay.
It's very.
It's very Source family. Okay.
It's culty. Yeah. Anyways, my bad week is simple. So Jack hooked it up, and now I have like aligners. Like I'm fixing my teeth because I never got braces when I was younger. And I definitely
got boyfriend glow up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all part of the Jerry
glow. Spearheading this whole thing.
Yeah,
as I should.
So
well, doesn't his hair look good too? He's been growing it out.
Yeah,
I fixed Chris.
Great.
Don't worry.
Did you? Well, sometimes we just need it. I don't know. I needed it. So yeah.
Well, you know what it is. Your husband material.
Yeah, is that that's a good sign? Right?
She doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, she's not.
I wouldn't be wasting my time giving you free aligners.
And she mentions that all the time too. So
whoa.
So I'm aware.
Shit.
So anyways, I have these little trays. I've never done this before. I'm on like the second week and it's so hard to keep them clean. And so I was like, Jack, because she wears the night guard because she grinds her teeth when she sleeps. So I was like, how do you clean it? And she's like, get Effordent, which is what I think old people use for dentures.
Yeah.
So I put them in boiling water. I'm on tour and I pull them out like 5 minutes later and they're about
They shrunk.
Like, it's like a little baby mouth. And so I like call Jack and I'm freaking out. And luckily she had like some backups.
He goes, oh no, no, no. He like tries to put them back in his mouth, but they're literally like 2 inches long.
I was like shoving them back into my mouth, like trying to get my teeth to fit into them. And it just wasn't working. So
like, don't shift back. Don't shift back.
How many weeks are you at now?
I'm at 5 right now. It's 5 months total.
Is it brutal?
It
hurts,
bad.
Right?
This week sucks. Yeah, I had to take him out for this because
he is a little lispy.
I'm so cute.
I'm trying our new sponsor, the one that has like the thing that's supposed to alleviate the pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that?
They're working. But your teeth are perfect.
No, my bottom teeth are crooked.
Okay.
And I'm also getting them for Zach because he needs a like.
I'm hopeful. You need to have glow
another glow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have glow up 2.0.
Do you have a good week?
I'm
just
in LA.
Being here.
Yeah. You don't need a good week.
You know what? I've been living like a pirate for a month because we're doing our own festival right now. So I've been like pretty. Exhausted and sunburnt, and I like being here, so I'm here.
Yay.
That's
yay,
good.
Jerry.
All right, when we come back, Jerry.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
All right, we're back. Now I'll do your intro.
Okay.
Our guest today is the super-duper important rock star, lead guitarist of the critically acclaimed cult-followed band, The Maine, with his hits such as In the Backseat of the Taxi. That is the only one I know. His band has toured all over the world, spreading their superstardom and rocking everybody's socks off.
Oh, yeah. He also dates Jack Vanek. Welcome to the podcast. Now, I have a question. We put Jared Maine as your name.
Yeah.
We don't think that's your name.
My actual name?
Monica.
Monica.
Yeah. I put Jared Maine. I don't know why.
That's my Instagram handle.
You gotta change that.
That was a mistake.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like Jared from the Maine?
I think it kind of gets the point across. It's like my name
like
and then
it.
My
band. Are all the other... Excuse me, Ben members like Ben Maine?
None of them.
No, they all are.
No, they're not.
Oh, Pat, Pat?
You guys, levels, lovers,
is it
Cora.
Just, everybody must have changed it then, because that's how we started.
You just go
8 years ago,
us.
That's what it was. We were like, guys, how are we doing
Wait,
this?
Something so funny happened the other day. I was on Spotify, and I was listening to music, and I was like, oh, I f***ing hate it when these bands cover these lame songs. Who would cover this stupid song? And then I looked, and it was the Maine.
Yep.
Yep. No.
I think it was like
we put out like
in your eyes or like I don't know some,
in your eyes. Hold on. Peter Gabriel.
I'll find what it is.
That'd be awesome. We haven't done that, but I would love to. But
I don't
I guess
think
not
it,
now.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't know I if that's going to be a good cover.
Wait.
You guys would not cover that well.
No.
What?
Anyway, it was
in your eyes.
No, I don't remember what. I'll tweet about it. Okay.
Well, we have a lot.
Jared, we've heard a lot about you for many moons. How long were you officially pining over Jack Vanek before
Ooh.
You? Oh, should we welcome to the countdown? Everyone's expecting it. We're in the hot seat. Okay, how? Because we've seen pictures of 10 years ago. You even liked Jack when she had that horrible red hair.
I did. Well, because I had horrible red hair.
Oh, but yours was like real.
Yeah. Yours was a little bit different.
Mine was brassy orange.
She was missing some eyebrows too.
I know. See, he liked me when I didn't have eyebrows.
That's love.
That's true.
Or I had a fourth of an eyebrow.
That's probably why I'm sitting here today.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Okay. So how long have you loved Jack?
So it's loaded. That's a tough question.
Yeah.
It is a tough question. Well, okay. I'm going to give a little backstory to our story.
Okay.
So Jared and I have met like 10 years ago. And we met kind of like, I don't know if it was on Warped Tour, but it was like in the music scene. Mm-hmm. And then we went on Warped Tour. And Warped Tour is kind of this, there's like a group of people and you travel around the country together. It's
We've
super close knit. Yeah. And
tell
like,
us new information.
Well, what do you want to know?
I want to know how long Jared has loved her.
I don't think she's told this.
It's a family and you're touring around and everyone's hanging out on the buses.
It's because you read my thing in the book.
Oh.
Okay.
Anyway.
So it was kind of an evolution of sorts. I met Jack on Warped.
Yeah.
And I remember I used to watch her lugging her. She had a tent that she would set up every day. And it looked like it weighed like 50 pounds. And I'd watch her like dragging it across the dirt. I would sometimes go and walk with her or help her. Or just try to spend time at her tent like throughout the day. Because it was like a circus basically. And so I think we met in LA before Warped had actually happened. So,
but like we always had this like weird relationship where we'd always like gravitate towards each other. Like
yeah.
There was no reason for us to like really be friends outside of anybody else. But we always like found each other like...
Yeah.
Like I'd always like come over to your bus, or you'd always come over to me, and we always just it was like magnetic.
And she would complain about guys to me.
Were you singles?
I was not.
Oh,
I was, but I was like hooking up with the guy that I lost my virginity to, and like another guy on the tour.
And you're telling
and
him,
and I'm like venting to Jared. Yeah. So he was like kind
I
of
was
my big my
sort
my
of
buddy.
Just protective, I think.
And who was your girlfriend at the time?
My girlfriend lived in Phoenix, so I knew her from back.
That's
home.
Why you should never
I
do
like,
long distance.
Okay, you're an idiot. I like that you said. Oh, you almost said he was like my brother.
Yeah. Like, don't.
He was like my big brother.
My big bald man.
Yeah, no, he was like my buddy, and we were like besties for years, and it was like a good foundation to know each other on, and we just have like a very, there aren't many people in my life that I feel that just know me to my core, and he was one of the only people throughout my entire life that just understood me.
Okay, so next question. Mm-hmm. We saw her dating he who shall not be named.
I did too.
You did too. Okay, and then they had the breakup.
Lurking my Instagram.
They had the breakup, and it was dark. At what point were you like, it's my time to get in the backseat of a taxi?
Oh, my God.
I like that. It didn't really go down like that for
it
me.
Didn't.
No. There were, I like, occasionally I'd be like, what's Jack up to over the years? Because we, after.
Did so you ever see her doing the Scott?
The Jack.
Oh, the Jack
pose.
What is that, where you're getting lifted up off the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Obnoxious, right?
It was fine. It's whatever.
It was gross. I was never down with
it.
I was always Team
okay,
Jerry.
Same. I'll be honest.
Right? Isn't it annoying?
Yeah, but there was not. I couldn't do anything. Like,
right.
I was.
So when did you go for it? When were you like, it's my time?
Well, I had a breakup. I guess.
Same time.
No, like about a year after yours, give or take. And so like we always kind of were orbiting each other over the years, but never like in that place in our lives individually where like we could actually.
No, we didn't talk for like 4 years together. Because he like ditched me as a friend. And then
I would think he probably should have.
I had to.
He had to.
Yeah.
And, but I was pissed and I was like, dude, fuck you. I don't need friends that like aren't going to be there for
me. This is proof enough why he had to cut you out.
Oh, I know. But then you tried to hang out with me once. I was like, eh. And then we were kind of orbiting around each other. And then he finally went through a breakup. And
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it like to date Jacqueline Mary Vanek? I don't know your middle name.
So you just said my mom's name?
Patriotis. Pateras. I want to know. What is it like to date Jack? Do you like activities?
I do now.
But you didn't
no.
before.
I think I always have. I just have been...
You didn't know how much you liked activities.
I'm very subdued most of the time because we're on the road and I'm like kind of overstimulated all the time.
Yeah.
So for me to wind down, like when I come off the road, that's my vacation. It's like doing nothing. She's the opposite. But yeah. I have learned over the last couple months, or I guess the last year or so, that I would much rather be active and like doing stuff. So... There's never really a dull moment. Like, she doesn't sit still ever.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah. I mean,
I think
if anybody follows us on Instagram, they think the only thing that we do is probably play cornhole.
I agree. That's what you do.
I think that's
not,
all you do.
It is.
It's really not, though.
I just hope people aren't putting that on me. That's the only thing. That's
oh, damn.
Oh, no, don't worry.
No, we know it's Jack.
It's her whole family.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But Jack, I want to talk to you about something.
What?
Being someone who also likes to wind down and do nothing and hate, I just like being dragged around to play games and drink all day. I'm just saying that at some point, Jerry might look at you and be like, babe, I work really hard. I go on tour. The last thing I want
to
do is
throw
a bean bag through a hole and drink 17 beers. Like, you have to be okay.
But are you okay
no,
to
but
do nothing?
His thing, when they're on tour, they do nothing.
Yeah.
You guys
well,
don't
they
do
play
shit.
Shows at night, which and they, require a lot of energy.
You just kind of store the energy all day.
But that's the thing. During like their day, they don't do. I mean,
they shouldn't.
They
their job is to perform. But, it's not the Lady Gang Live. All we do is shit talk. He's playing an instrument.
But my point is, I do like doing those things. And
yeah.
I didn't think for a long time. I always thought, like, oh, because when we first started playing shows, I was like, I need like 3 or 4 hours before we go on stage to prep myself.
Yeah.
I was like so neurotic about it, which is that's insane. And the older that I've gotten, the more that I've done that, the more it's just kind of like I could just roll in 3 minutes before and go on stage. It's totally fine. So
right.
I'd rather spend the time that I have traveling, that like fortunate lifestyle that I have doing things. So that's kind of the big realization I've had in the last year, especially having Jacqueline around, is that like we both like to do things.
But it's also you're traveling the world on, you know, not for free, but like as a job, you should be able to go out and like experience the cities you're in. Like that's such a fortunate thing to be able to do. So I think that...
Everybody really needs to experience Cincinnati to the fullest. Find a rooftop.
Columbus was the bomb.
Columbus was awesome.
Never
would
have thought that. Yeah. Anyways, whatever.
Now, Jerry, do you want to say thank you to Becca and I? Because we sold Jack on the idea of you.
That's
was
not
that
true.
You guys?
That is so not
it's
true.
It's not actually
Don't
true.
Let her take credit.
We tried to get her
Jack
to date a guy.
Herself on it.
No, well, we tried to date her to date a guy with a jet.
With a jet. A jet.
We were like, you're like, the last hope. Like both Becca and I married for love. It was an error. And we're like, don't do what we've done. Get a jet. And then she brought you into the fold and we're like, okay, well, we seem to like Jerry.
Oh,
so congrats.
I was worried.
Well, then I'll say,
I was worried too, honestly, because you're a musician.
If you look
bad.
At the list, it doesn't look great on paper. And I agree.
You're not great on paper, Jerry.
That's all right.
Not great on paper.
You were... Suspicious.
Yeah. We were suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, what were the flags? Musician, obviously. Is the first
touring.
One. Touring.
All white. The bad covers.
All white.
The bad
No, the all white is sexy.
Well, you guys are biased Backstreet Boys fans.
Well, I'm going to say right now, I don't really enjoy a band in all white. Yeah. I don't enjoy a grown man in all white.
I do. I like it in a band.
I like an
all
white.
Maroon 5 does that too sometimes.
An all white look.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I need an answer.
What I love is when I see Jack on Instagram and she's like backstage watching you, it's like her in her favorite element.
You know, Jack is
just meant to be peeking out of a curtain backstage watching a guy play.
And I tried to get away from it for so long.
I know.
It just keeps haunting me.
We tried to make her date a lawyer and she was like, oh, so boring.
Well, the last guy I dated before Jared was a scientist and he was crazy. It's okay. True.
Now
and
I
cheap.
Would...
cheap.
God, that's awful.
So cheap.
Okay. Now, what was each other's first impression of each other?
I don't remember when I met you.
No, yeah. I remember when I met you, and I can't remember the name of the bar in L.A. It was at, I remember it had red...
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Like red velvet walls. That's all I remember.
The Beauty Bar.
Yeah. Is that what it was called?
I don't know.
From Phoenix. I don't know. So I was out here for the weekend. We were doing like some label stuff out here. And I don't know. A mutual friend like threw a party, and I met you there. And it was really brief. It was like maybe 10, 15 minutes.
And were you like, that's the love of my life?
No.
Rude.
No, that was probably like the next time or the one after that.
Yeah. I don't remember. See, I don't remember when I met Jared, but I do remember that his hair used to be like the emo flop, but he's obviously like a ginger. So it was like a gingery flop. And then he wore those really, really bad neon sunglasses.
We don't have to get into all that right now.
Well,
we can.
Like his old school pictures are almost as bad as mine. Like the Googleable ones.
I've tried to screw up Google, but it's not possible.
Yeah.
Those are up forever.
They are.
Yep.
The emo days never die.
Now, Jerry, has it been difficult being in a relationship with someone you know that is going to spill every detail of your life on her hip podcast? Dare I say, number one female podcast in the world.
I kind of like it. I was telling you guys, like, I'll listen. Like, you were like, oh, Afton said something nice about you. So I pulled it up.
He's like, oh, this is great.
And then, like, texted Afton. It's like, I love you, Afton. Thanks for supporting me.
Aww.
You know.
I don't feel like I don't delve in too much into our
personal
lives.
Honestly, not as much as you should.
She doesn't.
No. Well,
but I don't really care.
What, if I did?
So you give permission.
Did you know that Jack uses too much toilet paper?
I do know that.
You do?
I was thinking that this morning. Listen,
I never realized this is a problem until
Dude,
2 weeks ago.
Unbelievable. Where does it go? I got up this morning. We just bought like the mega rolls. They're like that big. Yeah. I got up this morning, and I just put a new one on. I swear to God, half of it is gone.
I took
in
a poop,
less than
and then
12
I needed
hours.
She wipes head to toe. Like, yeah. I don't know what's going on in there.
I don't know
And then
how.
She leaves it in the
in
toilet.
No, the time that you were talking about is
two what, times.
I don't. Well, okay. Well, the one of the times.
Yeah, and then you leave it afterwards. Why? What's the after?
This is the weird thing that happens is I flush, and then somehow.
Because it's too much.
It comes back up.
You're going to break the plumbing.
You are.
You just got to chill.
No, but the time that I was talking about is I pee a shit ton.
Maybe
when
you're
I
who
sleep.
Clogged my goddamn toilet.
I bet it was your fault that the biohazard
well,
people.
Well, I did take a... Well, no, I was one of the people that used it. We've already gone through this. I had used it that
you
morning.
Didn't, I, but at the time,
we didn't
I did
know about
not
your clogability.
About the toilet paper consumption.
God damn it.
Sorry. I'm so happy that like that's a thing. I didn't
it's
realize.
A thing.
No, it's not a thing for everyone. It's just Jack.
I never realized
no, I'm happy that you guys are aware
I
of that.
Sometimes
know.
When I take two squares, I'm like, this is such a waste of paper.
Yeah. I'm the
I
same
mean,
way.
I just want to make sure I'm wiped. But okay, what I was going to say is
if you do have anal with her, it's going to be clean.
It is.
It's going to be a pristine asshole.
Yeah. I don't, I'm just, trying to like triple wipe. I guess, who knew it was a problem?
Okay.
This is, I knew, learned
I have
a lot
a simple solution.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's a bidet.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep.
And I can install one. And I'll probably do it today.
Where? Are you good at like home improvement?
Yes.
Ooh.
He's very
jackpot.
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 Oh my God.
Jack, you should do something around that name. It's great.
Jackpot?
Yeah, it's great. Jared, do you think Jack's like the one?
Yeah.
Aww. We have like very candid conversations about
you
it.
You do? Let's talk about it now on the podcast for everyone.
Do it live. Go ahead. You start.
Right, you want to have one right now?
Oh, God.
No, but I... So since like my last relationship was such a fucking shit show, I entered dating after that being very straight up and honest about what I was looking for.
What are you looking for?
I mean, I'm looking for like my forever partner. So it's like I'm not going to waste my time with anything. So when we started dating, I'm like, okay, well, the band thing is... an issue, not an issue, but like it's a reservation because I'm like, I'm looking for my like future and how that's going to work. I want to have kids. I want to get married. I want all these things. So our conversations have always been very open and like aligned because I don't want to be wasting my time for years with somebody that I'm never going to. Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been together?
A little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of people who tour for a living that still have children.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Things look different. I mean, obviously I'm 31 doing it now. When I was 20, my priorities were completely different. You know, I've been doing this for 12 years. So it's like,
how often are you guys on the road?
Pretty often. We always have been pretty heavily on the road. So every record cycle is 2 years. So we'll put a record out. We'll be busy for the first year. And then the second year is a little bit slower. But we're at a kind of a pivotal point for our band. People are getting older. We've got two guys engaged now. I mean, things are going to start getting more serious as we go on. So there's no rule book for like how to do it. There's nothing. There's no like playbook. So we're just kind of figuring it out as we go. And
this is real.
Yeah. Do you know what kind of engagement ring she wants?
I do.
Oh my God, we were talking about this morning.
You were?
I don't want to get bamboozled into an ugly one.
No, it's important.
And
that's
I don't trust men.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. No, he knows exactly.
Is it a halo?
Yes. Triple halo.
Yeah.
Triple halo?
It's just all filler.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like a bunch of little guys. Yeah. No, I don't trust men at all to pick out a diamond.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
you look like you had
Do you feel satisfied?
Not really, to be honest. They still don't have a plan.
They don't need a plan, Kelty.
Are you sure?
They are both on the same page. That's enough of a plan.
Okay, if you're on the same page, you're deciding to not have a plan.
Here's what's going to happen.
Doesn't sound like you have a plan.
Do you want to hear what's going to happen?
Where are you going to live? What city?
I'm getting jetted right now.
You're getting jetted. No, he's going to move here.
You're going to move to LA.
No, I'm coming out here for sure. Obviously, I know that Jack has a roots here.
That was like one of the first things we talked about. I'm like, I'm not
moving to Arizona. Good. Now, she's going to have the babies. You're going to be off on the road.
No, he's not.
That can't happen.
Then what are you going to do for money?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Let him be on the road, Jack. There's nothing wrong.
It's hot.
Your parents
Chris
live
is
here.
Basically living. Chris is basically living in New York, and it's the best our relationship has ever been.
Like
he's been gone for 2 weeks, and I'm like,
here's the thing.
See you when I see
Let
you.
Let me just tell you something. The 3 weeks that I get to leave the house and all my responsibilities to go do some wretched project, I love being away. I love that.
I love it.
No, I agree.
But I love
it's
being
gonna
away.
It's going to be great.
Well, I'm not. I just won't have a kid with him gone.
You can. Yeah. Your mom's here.
Your mom
is literally going to be
birthing.
Your parents are both here. Let him live. You can't
Let
take his gypsy soul
awesome.
Out of him.
This is great.
Let his gypsy soul
I think
fly.
That you should still tour because I Perfect. Think it's the time to
Same.
Make that money.
Make okay. the money.
You've seen how he shines on stage. Jerry won't be Jerry unless he's
Jerry's also
going to
be on tour with me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah. See, I like that better, though.
And
you
I'm going to be tour managing yeah. it.
Did
you're
she
not
tell
allowed
you that
backstage.
You're coming on tour with me?
Am I?
Yeah.
Becca's going to be a country singer.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, great.
Let's
this
do
is
it.
Like a good-looking duo,
I've got,
too,
I don't
for
wanna,
a country.
I don't want to give away
what
any,
can
of my,
you play?
Any of my songs right now, but I've got Jack knows them.
Oh, my God. He's got two amazing country
great.
Songs.
Let's do it.
Okay.
What are they called?
I can't.
Can't say.
You can't
that's
even say
the, best
the title?
Because the tag is the, the tag
yeah,
is the title.
Yeah, I get
it.
Sometimes that's very.
I can't.
Tally. What if you called it Becky?
That
Ew,
sounds great.
Gross.
Becca and Jerry together
like
is Becky.
B-E-C-K-I?
Yeah. I hate that. So
Becky.
Much. It's like, I hate the name Becky so much.
What would, okay.
No, well, I hate to tell you, Jerry, but it's just going to be Becca Tobin.
Listen,
and then, you're like, just listen, like on the side playing guitar blurry.
We could be like Bruno Mars. We're like, I'm the face,
yeah.
but everyone, that other
you're
guy
the talent.
That writes everything for
I'm
him.
I'm the other guy. That's my job. I'm the blurry guy.
Well, our whole joke about Jared is he's always been the blurry guy because mm-hmm. nobody even knows who he is.
Mm-hmm. It's actually the better way to live.
It's awesome.
Like to me in Maroon 5, James Valentine mm-hmm. is like the best part of that band because
yeah.
you're like, only if you're a super fan do you really even know who that guy is.
Oh, I did. I loved him.
Okay.
Right.
Well, you need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Jerry's in the room, and we're just talking about your engagement, so I'm going to have you to simmer it down with that peach slice.
Together.
I actually love James Valentine. Anyway, you're eating
right,
on the
but like you didn't really know. Anyway, okay. When we come back, Jerry's going to fix your life. God damn it.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
What we're back.
These?
Here's your questions for Jerry. Those are
are these the Coca-Cola gummies? Gross.
They're so
Wait,
gross.
Don't be mean to Sasha. She just got those for you this morning.
She likes them. I know.
Okay.
Okay. And we're back. Okay. We're answering or we're fixing girls' lives.
Oh, cool.
Are you ready to give some advice?
Totally qualified. Let's do it.
Hey, ladies! Funky. Ask the Lady Gang.
Do you think we're qualified?
What about Jack loving James Valentine with you in the room?
We just Lady Gang Jack's life.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. All right. First question.
Lady gang, the Jacktivities.
First question comes from Audrey. Audrey says, I've been married for a year now, and we've been together for 5 years. We don't have sex often, and over the past few months, we've been fighting. Mm. And after every stupid fight, he wants to have sex.
Of course.
That's the last thing I want. But he wants to jump right back in and will say things to me like, quote, this will help us. Let's smooth some things over. Sex will get our mind off things. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm all about it, but lately I'm feeling used. My husband isn't affectionate towards me most of the time. It's just not his personality, and it's something I've learned to just accept. So if we're only having sex after an argument and not being affectionate towards each other any other time, I have to wonder, am I being used, or does he just have a different way of making up?
Oh, my God. Listen to the Nine Inch Nails. The pain away.
Oh my God.
How did you even make a Nine Inch Nails reference that is just crazy?
That song?
Audrey. Yeah, I know.
Also, you need to just start initiating sex when you're getting along. And yeah. Then,
if you're only having it when you're mad at each other.
Yeah. I mean,
as a man, is that something that you think about when you make up? Is
it? Yeah, of course.
Well, makeup sex, right?
Yeah, but
makeup sex.
As a man, probably something you just think about as a default setting, but if it's only that, it's probably bad.
Yeah.
I mean, men are, if animal. You don't have sex for a while, men detach.
Yeah.
That's a very easy way to connect again, and that's probably why he does it. It's very primal. So if you feel used, you need to just get with the program. This is just how men are wired. Mm-hmm. You've been
used
with him
by
5 years.
Universe.
Well, and also she's going to start connotating sex to
fighting,
arguments and fighting, and then it just is not fun anymore.
You should have sex with him after the argument so that he can just get relaxed. And then after he has had his orgasm is when you're like, can you touch my eyebrow and tell me I'm pretty? You
Your
know what
eyebrow?
I mean? Like just...
Oh, my eyebrow.
Like pet
no,
you.
But you should probably communicate to him, listen, I enjoy having sex with you, but, if you just want to have sex with me after we're fighting and there's no intimacy any other time, I'm having a problem with that.
But say that after you have sex.
But also, you married a guy that's
right
just...
After.
No,
right
but
after.
Men don't think after they have sex.
I know they don't think, but they're not going to think before.
But they're definitely
What's
not...
What's the best time for us to come with you with a major issue?
Oh, my God.
Before or after sex? After.
Oh, man. That actually.
I feel like your brain doesn't work after sex.
It doesn't work, but that's the best time for us to
compete. I would say before, but it's as a man, I don't know if this is all men, but my goal is to always try to fix everything. Mm-hmm. So I think the conversation would just drag on so long that I just get tired.
Because you're a 9 on the Enneagram.
Jared,
so we
just want to talk about our
peacemaker.
Feelings.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that
Sorry.
Would. So maybe after. Let's go with after. I would prefer after.
No, you wouldn't.
I Jerry doesn't
would.
Know anyone. Jack, what does Jerry
I
want?
Know.
I just think men usually after they orgasm, they're useless blobs for
That's
an hour.
That's the perfect time for you to complain to them.
I know, but they're not going to listen to what you're
no,
saying.
No, they're not. But that's the perfect time to complain. Don't complain before.
They'll be grateful for their
sexual intercourse.
Yeah, and they'll be a little more receptive. Maybe.
I agree.
Less combative.
Hi.
It's definitely less combative.
Okay. And their second brain is drained.
Drained, honey.
It's off.
It's
What's
off.
It called?
It's
the vast deference is empty.
Okay.
Aren't you glad we're of the age where you don't have sex multiple times in a row?
God. You guys, Hannah was on The Bachelor or whatever, and it was the whole windmill situation, it was 4 times. And I was 4 times a month? I was
that's crazy.
In one night? That's a UTI waiting to happen.
She also is 24.
I've never had sex 4 times in one month, night. I mean,
yeah.
In one night, not month.
Oh, okay.
They're young.
Next question.
Oh, God.
It comes from JoJo. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 4 years. We've lived together for almost 2, and lately I've been a little anxious about taking the next step of engagement. Mm-hmm. The main problem that I have is that he hardly ever wants to do anything. He works 8 to 4 every day and comes home and plays Xbox with his idiot friends all night. And on the weekends, more Xbox. We go out on dates every 2 months, and my family invites us to things all the time. But I always seem to be riding solo. We get in arguments every time I ask him to go do something because he's convinced that gaming and doing other things is more important. Well, I'm the type of person that I like to explore. I love him, but I don't think I want to live my life like this. Help. As a gamer, Jerry.
As a gamer, Jerry, what's it like when Jack wants to take you to throw beanbags in holes when you just want a game?
That's a game.
That's a game.
That's a game. I look at it okay, so when I was younger, that was definitely an issue. It was like a like early 20s, like late teens.
You loved a game.
Oh, it was so fun. But life starts to happen a little bit. If there's two people and they're going in two different directions like that, one of them just wants to play video games all day and the other doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Maybe find someone who wants to do that.
I think your love languages are not aligned.
I think that anybody who's gaming just doesn't need a relationship. Like that.
Well, if he's turning down real life things to game, that's a problem.
Okay. Well, I will ask you this. Okay. I turn down real life things all the time to just boo Joe and be at my house in peace.
I don't think you should be in a relationship either.
Like some people,
you found someone
who also is like some people, Jared was saying, like you're out and you're on tour and you're always like talking to people and small talk and in new places. And there's just like a lot of sensory overload. So when you have time off, you just want to be like,
yeah,
that's what this person's saying. But when they have time off from their 8 to 4
this guy
job,
has like a really stressful job.
Is his job playing the game?
No, he works 8 to 4.
Oh, okay.
8 to 4,
which is not that long.
No.
To be honest,
I mean
that bad of a job.
It's just 9 to 5, but like pushed down an hour.
Oh yeah, working 8 to 4. What a way to make a living! You're just getting by. Okay, what's the next question?
Okay, next question.
Also, the way that Callie loves you. You have, you know what, Jared? You have my permission to marry Jack. Yeah,
thank
I just
you.
Gave your permission.
Callie likes you.
No, the way you love my dog is the way you will absentee father those children of Jack's.
Long-distance fathers.
Yeah. Going to be a great absentee father.
You'll be a great deadbeat dad. Okay, last question's from Rachel. My fiance and I have been together for almost 8 years. We got engaged over a year and a half ago. He has been in med school for a year and just started his second year. Our relationship is strong and I'm happy with him, but I miss dating him. He studies all the time and is busy, like 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. busy. I know he's busy chasing his dream, but my question is, how do I make dating a really busy guy work? Is it too much to ask for a date every week, maybe every 2 weeks?
Yes.
When's the last time you and Chris went on a date?
4 years ago.
She's not the right person to ask. She doesn't enjoy eating at restaurants, okay? Kelty's not the person.
That's true.
Hate restaurants.
He's in med school.
Yeah, give him a break.
And the second year of med school is allegedly the hardest one. Most stressful.
Really?
So yes, ma'am, Raquel, whatever your name is. I appreciate you wanting to keep the connection. I do.
Yeah.
But you've been together a really long time. You can't just... start complaining because you're like unhappy in this little like blip on the radar.
Well, it's like, you know what your fiance was going to do professionally, and doctors have crazy schedules and that's just how it is.
And maybe you could compromise, maybe it's not like a night out on the town and a dinner and a whatever. Maybe it's like a day every 2 weeks that you have, like you wake up early together and you go for a walk and drink coffee. Like, you're missing the connection. It doesn't require a date night to get that back. Unfortunately, that's just like not what you're – it's not fair to ask someone who's a second-year med student for date nights.
I agree. One of the executive producers and executives on Lady Gang TV told me the 100% rule is you only have 100% to give every day. And it sounds like at this point in this gentleman's life, he's giving 90% to med school.
Which he should.
Or else he ain't
passing. It's going to set you up for your life, or else he's not going to pass. And then 10% to like eating, staying alive, breathing air. And he just doesn't have 20% every 2 weeks for a date with you. But it will come back around. Just think of yourself. Girl, you're going to be winter vacation at Turks and Caicos on that surgeon money. So just hang on. Hang on, girl.
Find a hobby of your own.
You're going to Turks.
Get busy yourself.
I have so many friends that married doctors, and they got purses.
Also, depending on the type of doctor, this might be
his life.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
I think med school is like way, way, way
worse.
Intense. But like, depending on what kind of field of medicine he goes in, this could be your situation. So
that's what I'm saying. She knew what she signed up for.
Crochet. No way crochet.
I don't think she's going to crochet.
No.
I think she's going to go.
Have a friend?
Like, pick up a hobby. Like, you know.
There's so many.
Or like, dive into work.
I hear having kids is great.
Yeah, get pregnant.
You know, to really take your mind off the problems in your marriage, having a few children.
I love that.
Yeah,
solution.
Shit's bad.
All right. Last thing for this episode of Lady Gang. Jack, I want you to profess your love to Jerry on the podcast.
Oh, my God. No.
Do some practice vows.
Do practice vows.
No.
Well, okay. Just tell us what. Okay, I want you either. This is something that my therapist, me, Chris, and I do. Okay, I want you to look in each other's eyes.
Your therapist is private.
You don't have to do this, Jerry.
Like, no, Jerry does.
Game, what's up?
Okay, you're going to look at each other in the eyes, and you're going to say three things I love about you in a complete sentence.
Okay.
Jerry, I love this.
That's what I have to say?
And then you repeat it. Jack, thank you for loving my eyes. I love your. And then you say it, and you have to repeat it back to them.
We have to go back
them.
And forth three times?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Don't be so worried.
Three things.
Hold on. I just approved you.
Oh, God. No, I got this.
Oh, God.
He's got this.
He's got this. Jack, you ready?
Do I go first?
Yeah.
I just say something I love about him.
You're in a complete sentence.
Like, Jared, I love that. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Don't uncross your arms. I don't like this body language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open up.
She's making me uncomfortable.
How?
Do you want me to sit in your lap like Callie's sitting in Jared's?
Yes, I need a support animal.
This has been like very supportive, by the way.
I know.
She is supporting you. Okay. Jared, I love that you've loved me more and harder and deeper than anybody that I've ever met.
Wow. Oh my God, that was so good.
Jacqueline, thanks for saying that you love that I've loved you.
That felt a little weird.
Like that.
I gotta be honest.
What?
That's not a good way to word it.
I thought it was beautiful.
What do I say?
I don't think it's up for us to decide.
Okay.
I was going to keep mine simple. I don't know. Okay. You're going like super, super
no.
With it.
Okay. That don't was, judge
oh,
her.
I'm supposed to say, okay, fine. I'll do something that's okay.
No.
Well, it's just a little bit like narcissistic to be like, I love that you love me so much.
Like, no, he's like
the
such,
way he loves you.
No, he's such an emotional, like
that's
emotionally
better.
Open.
Okay. Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Empathetic
you,
human.
Yeah, it was great.
No, he's just a very, very wonderful, deep human being.
That's better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
And he loves really hard. And
Jerry?
I think that's
Are
nice.
You going to cry?
She's trying to make me. It's not going to happen.
You're right.
Do you cry Back a lot? Off.
He no. cries.
No.
Yes, he's does. A musician.
Only on airplanes Feels. When I'm watching movies. For whatever reason, that's the only time. Anyways, all right, my turn.
And when you're telling me how. Okay.
Stop.
Okay, Jerry, your turn.
Okay, Jacqueline, I love how.
Nope, look her in the eye. Don't look at the ceiling.
Sorry,
you whore.
Sorry. Oh, God.
Jacqueline. I'm a whore.
Why?
That's fine.
You're so weird.
I think
weird.
I deserved it. I don't know.
Okay.
Jacqueline. I love how absolutely picky you are about every single thing in the world.
Oh, do God. You?
Yeah, I really do.
You do?
It gives me a clear idea of what you need.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, both of these compliments have been weird backwards compliments. I'm having trouble.
Why is that one backwards?
Thank you for being so clear.
For being so high
So that I know how to love you. I like it. Okay,
that's
Jack.
That's fine, right?
That's fine.
Okay.
No, it's your love. It's your relationship.
I love your freckles. Is that better?
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I love your face.
Aww. Aww. Thanks, I hate it.
See, oh, someone God. Has to.
Am I done?
No,
no you each have one more.
No. Jerry, thank you for loving my face. I love your.
Jerry, thank you for loving my face. I hate that we're in a therapy
my name
right
is
now.
Jerry.
His name is Jared.
Jared.
There you go.
I'm going to be crucified for any comment that I make now.
No, you're not.
Well, only if it's I love how much you think I'm amazing.
That's not what I meant.
Says you.
Okay, Jared, I love that you are so communicative with your feelings and you know exactly how to explain verbally how you feel.
Yay.
With your arms crossed.
Men though. Can't do that.
Yeah, no, it is.
Men can't
amazing.
Do that at all.
She kind of did that though. Like
I know. Like, she's like angry.
No, I'm angry at Kelty for making me
she's
uncomfortable.
Mad at Kelty.
Okay.
It's fine.
She normally is. This is like pretty much how it goes down. Next.
Jacqueline. I love how close you are with your family.
Aww.
I think it's a really good sign, and you guys are a lot alike, and you get along great, and I think that, yeah, that's a really good sign.
That's very nice.
Okay, now, the last thing we'll have you do in therapy is your wish for this next year together. Jacqueline, you'll be first.
Oh, fuck.
Jared, my wish for this year is that we... Don't cross your arms.
You make me so uncomfortable.
You need a dog on your lap.
I do. Oh, my wish for this year is that we can just take the next step in life and you can move here.
and we can see each other more. And
so brave. So brave.
Wow. That was mine.
Oh.
Well, that's good. You it guys is? Should
What's
be
yours?
On the same page.
What's yours?
Well, I want to come to LA. That's the next step for me.
When is that happening? Do you have a date?
As soon as I'm not so busy.
Okay. And then also, are you going to be friends with our husbands?
Yeah.
Chris needs friends. He has none.
We hung out once.
This is bullshit because Kelty's not social, so it's
I'm not asking him to be friends with me.
Oh. You want to send the men together.
Yeah, the men together.
Like, let's hang out and then we just
the men. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer because Jack and I like our husbands and like hanging out with them.
Oh, you guys can
hang out. Others.
I'll
just send
Chris
on. It's going to be awkward when it's Chris as the fifth wheel.
Five. And your home boot.
FaceTime me for 5 minutes.
It's Becca, Zach, me, Jared, and Chris.
And Chris.
And Callie.
All right. Well.
We know you love Chris.
I do love Chris so much. Okay.
He is good. I would like to one day have Chris on the podcast to discuss the weekend we shared together at Christina's wedding. It was very informative of Kelty Knight and Chris Knight.
Oh,
what
their,
was it?
Of their relationship.
I really liked it. It was so nice to like see them together and Kelty not be distracted by anything.
What do you mean?
It's nice seeing you with your husband. Like being in a relationship.
Like talking to people.
Well, and him. Like
talking to him.
You guys together is really nice.
Yeah.
You guys have a lovely marriage.
I know, we
and
do.
You would never know it if by the way that you
talk about him on the podcast.
Yeah.
I know. I act like he's so
he's incredible.
He's so incredible. Great.
And he makes you way better. I actually only want to hang out with you now when Chris is around.
I know, because I'm like really nice and stuff.
You're
and I'm
fun
chill.
And you're chill. He does something. He's like your therapy, emotional support animal.
Yes. Okay. Well, if you want to follow Jack's emotional support animal, you can follow at Jared Main. And you can check out his band, The Main. They're on tour forever. And you can check out all his great music. And we're very happy for you both.
Thanks.
Wow, thanks.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, we're done. Ready? And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Good job, Jerry. Thanks for listening, and make sure to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We have new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and Thursday. Follow us on social media at The Lady Gang. Follow us personally at Kelty, most importantly, at Becca, and at Jack Bannock. And we will see you next Tuesday.